This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? We have another emergency podcast. The Eagles have signed another free agent. Welcome to Philadelphia, edge rusher Josh Uche. So Josh Uche, 26 years old, 6'1", 240 pounds. According to ESPN, multiple reports confirmed by everybody, he is coming to Philadelphia. So the Eagles now have their second free agent after signing A.J. Dillon on Wednesday. And seeing them at an edge is not surprising. I always thought and said they were going to be active in the secondary edge market, a buy low, high upside option. I thought Azeez Ojulari would be someone they would go after. There was interest there, but they end up signing Josh Uche. So let's talk about the latest free agent, what the fit is, how he's been in his career, and then some potential things that could happen because of this, specifically Brandon Graham and Bryce Huff. So first, like I said, Josh Uche, 26 years old, 6'1", 240 pounds, a little bit undersized for an edge rusher. He doesn't have that long, tall body that you traditionally like to see or the Eagles like to see from their edge rushers, but he does have draft pedigree. So he checks two major boxes, really three boxes, but two major boxes for the Eagles in free agency. One, he's only 26 years old. He'll be turning 27 in September, so it is his age 27 season, but certainly not 28, 29, 30 years old. He is somebody that they are, that still, I'm sure they believe has better football ahead of him. So he checks the age box. Second, he has draft pedigree. Second round pick in 2020. You know they love guys that were drafted high. They always believe that those players with high draft pedigree can come to their building in the NovaCare with their coaches, their developmental system, the players they have around them, and reach the potential they once had. So the fact Josh Uche was a second round pick, definitely clearly appealing for them. So let's talk about the player he has been since coming to the NFL in 2020. And he really is a one-hit wonder. If you look at it, he has 20 and a half sacks in 64 games, which is obviously impressive. That's, a sack roughly once every three games. Not bad for sure. But the issue is 11 and a half of them, so over half of them, came in one season. He had his breakout year in 2020 with New England. So 11 and a half sacks in 2022. He was outstanding that year. He was a ninth best pass rusher by Pro Football Focus that year in terms of how they graded. And then his pass rush win rate, which we talked about a lot when it came to Williams-Moreau-Ojomo, 19.2%. So just to put a little bit in perspective, I believe Myles Garrett last year was 23%. So he was outstanding in 2022. No question about it, outstanding. The 19.2% in 2022 would have been better than every edge rusher's win rate percentage last year year on the Eagles, including Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, everyone. So 2022, Josh Uche was an outstanding edge player. Like, especially at his age then, he was one of the more intriguing great edge rushers in the NFL that season. The issue is, it's not 2022, it's 2025. And since then, he has not been a productive player in the NFL. So 11 and a half sacks in 2022, but since then, he has 5 sacks in 28 games. And so obviously a major drop in production, only 5 sacks. He's played for 2 teams since then. He was traded from the Patriots to the Chiefs last year, midseason. And we did our free agency preview. We talked about Josh Uche because I did think he's someone that made sense for them, or at least they would have interest in. But my concern with Josh Uche compared to other players is Josh Uche was essentially he was benched last year by Steve Spagnuolo. We talked a lot leading up to the Super Bowl too about how the Kansas City Chiefs just don't have as much talent as the Eagles. And on the defensive line, they had Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Wharton, who's now no longer there. But they did not have great players besides that. And Steve Spagnuolo felt Josh Uche was not good enough to even dress in the Super Bowl. In fact, with the Chiefs, he barely played. Now, they did trade for him, so obviously there was something Spagnuolo liked about him. But once they got him in the building, they were not, obviously, impressed by Josh Uche. So he comes to Philadelphia with his stock at an all-time low. Now, the money is not out for this deal. I would assume it is not going to be a lot. It is a one-year deal, so you do get back into the thing the Eagles have really been doing a lot, which is those one-year deals. That, you know, next offseason, if Josh Uche comes in here and crushes it, he's going to be worth more money. And since they don't do in-season deals anymore, like, we now Josh Uche hopefully becomes someone this time next year we're talking about, like a Zach Bond, someone that can really get paid. Because again, he'll only be 27 next year when he's a free agent. So a one-year deal for Josh Uche, who has shown that at his best, he can be a really good edge rusher in the NFL. But like I said, the issue is since then, he's really fallen off. So let's look at some of his grades and pass rush win rate numbers since they went out and since 2022, but really for his whole career. So like I said, in 2020, he's a second round pick and he has a good first year. His pass rush win rate that year was 18.5%. That's currently the second highest of his career, close to what he had in 2022. He just didn't play as many snaps, but he was an impressive edge rusher in 2020, analytically at least, in terms of winning his one-on-one matchups. That year, he ends up being 46th rated pass rusher by PFF. But really, what you see throughout his career is just inconsistency. Like, his rookie year, he's rated 46th. Then he drops down his second year to 65th. Then the next year, in 2022, he's 9th, his breakout year. The following year, he dips down to 101st, the lowest he's been. And then last year, in way fewer snaps, he's back up to 27th. So while I do believe his value is at an all-time low, he did at least rebound a little bit last year in terms of his grades for PFF. But, you know, the snaps have gone down every year too. In 2022, he rushed the quarterback 326 times. Then that number dipped to 203. And last year, that number dipped to 139. So, you know, he was better in limited snaps, but he has not come anywhere close to being what he was in 2022 in terms of grades. Now, the pass rush win rate, that's also been a real roller coaster for him. In 2020, it was 18.5. In 2021, that dips down to 13.2. 2022, it jumps back up again to 19.2. 2023, it dips all the way down to 11.1, the lowest of his career. And then last year, he was better. It was 14.9%, which is a decent pass rush win rate for sure. Like, I think Jalix Hunt was 9.5%. I think Nolan Smith was maybe right around the 14%, maybe a little bit lower. So in the limited snaps last year, he did do a good job winning his one-on-one matchup. So as a pass rusher, there are tools in his body. There are things to like about Josh Uche as a pass rusher. And again, only 26, going to be 27. So I think while his numbers have dipped, I don't think you could look at that and go, it's a physical thing. Like, it's not like he was 29 when he had those sacks and then he was 30 and then he was 31. And now he's, you know, I think that it's just an inconsistency there in terms of what he's been able to do. So you get him in the Eagles building. You hope that with other good players around him, he can reach what he was in 2022. Like I've said throughout free agency, I think the Eagles should feel confident that people that come to their building are going to play better than they did in other buildings. Now, the issue is Josh Uche just came from the Chiefs, which is obviously a great organization. Steve Spagnuolo, maybe the best defensive coordinator in the history of the NFL. I mean, if you want to include Belichick, like, sure. But yeah, I mean, Steve Spagnuolo not playing him is a red flag for me. Like, that is worrisome. The other worry I have with him is that he profiles a lot like Bryce Huff. Like, if you look at what he's good at, he is a pass rusher. And I think that when Schefter even said, or he didn't say this, but I saw someone on Twitter, and I apologize, say like he's going to be a situational pass rusher. And I do think that that is probably what his role is going to be. Because if you look at his grades against the run, and look, the best way for me to talk about him as a run defender right now is Pro Football Focus. I will trust the Eagles, I guess, that if they've looked and they feel he can play the run, then sure. But they also thought Bryce Huff could come in and play the run, and that was obviously a disaster. So in 2020, he's the 74th rated pass rusher in the NFL, according to Pro Football. Oh, sorry. In 2020, he's a 74th rated run defender among edges in the NFL. In 2021, he's even worse. Like, I think his run grade was one of the lowest in the entire NFL, if not the lowest. 2022, when he has his breakout year rushing the passer, he's 83rd against the run. 2023, it gets even lower to 97th. And then 2024, he grades out 38th, but again, he barely plays. Like, he's not really on the field. So the big concern for me with Josh Uche would be, is he going to play the run? And if he's not going to play the run, is this just another Bryce Huff? Where Bryce Huff came in as very similar to Josh Uche, like great, analytical pass rush numbers, was a clear pass rush like guy. I think he had the 10.5 sacks the year before he got here. But he was bad against the run. Even the Jets even admitted that. They didn't play him on rundowns. And now the Eagles are signing someone who's essentially a way cheaper version of Bryce Huff, but profiles as a similar type player, like an edge rusher that can get after the quarterback, inconsistent, but has shown he can do it, but is really bad against the run. So we'll see if they're able to find a role for him. If Vic Fangio's like going to play him, because we saw that it was hard to get Bryce Huff on the field with Vic Fangio not trusting, with Vic Fangio not trusting Bryce Huff, he wouldn't get out on the field. So I'll be curious to see how they feel Josh Uche is against the run and how this plays out, because yeah, maybe he'll be a great third down pass rusher, but so is Jalix Hunt. So is Nolan Smith. You know, I don't think you can get all three of them on the field at the same time, but we know Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt can play the run. At least we know Nolan Smith can. And I think Jalix Hunt made improvements in that area. It's been shown over 5 years that Josh Uche can't play the run. So if he's going to be out there on third down, you're taking Nolan Smith or Jalix Hunt off the field, who I think are probably better edge rushers at this point. Certainly, I think Nolan Smith is, and I definitely think Jalix Hunt by midseason next year could definitely be. So Josh Uche on a cheap one-year deal is a good situational pass rusher. I'll just be curious to see how they use him. In terms of cap ramifications, my guess is it's probably like $2 million, something like that. So this probably dips him down to around 20, 19, something like that. But I would guess not much cap ramifications. But again, a one-year deal for someone they're buying low on, and they don't do in-season extensions. So we'll see next year what this ends up costing them. You would have really liked to see a two-year deal here. I'm guessing Josh Uche didn't want that. But this could, again, be a situation of someone coming to the Eagles, upping their value, and then costing them more next season. So let's talk about the ramifications of the signing. What's noteworthy is when Schefter tweeted this out, he tweeted that Josh Uche is coming in to help replace the loss of Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham. Now, Brandon Graham has not said if he's going to retire or not yet. He hasn't said really anything about it. But Schefter talks about this like it's pretty certain. Now, Schefter did not like source that Brandon Graham is gone, but I would guess, I mean, it's Adam Schefter. He probably is hearing some context of this signing, whether it's the agent telling him, yes, he's going to go there because Sweat and Graham are gone and he's going to play. Whether it's the Eagles telling him, look, we've lost Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat, so we needed somebody. But I think it's noteworthy that he said Brandon Graham was gone. So Brandon Graham hasn't re-signed. He hasn't said he's going to play. He hasn't said he's going to retire. I think this is a hit to Brandon Graham coming back. And I also think that if you just start to look at the roster construction, so we know Nolan Smith's going to be on the roster. We know that Jalix Hunt's going to be on the roster. We now, I mean, I guess you can't say 100%, but like I would guess Josh Uche would have to be pretty horrendous to lose a roster spot, since he'll probably get a few million in guaranteed money. So you know Josh Uche is going to be on the roster. At least you're pretty sure about that. So that brings you to Bryce Huff. If Bryce Huff's going to be on the roster and they're going to draft a rookie, that's five edges right there. So even like the spots for Brandon Graham are starting to disappear. So it is looking more and more like Brandon Graham's going to be gone. Now let's talk about Josh Huff. So Bryce Huff. With Bryce Huff profiling exactly like Josh Uche, I do think there is some thought to, well, maybe Bryce Huff's going to be gone, because Bryce Huff is the same type of problem in getting on the field that Josh Uche has. Both are currently really bad against the run. Maybe Bryce Huff improves in his second year. Maybe they start to feel more confident. But they now have a roster of their top four edges where Uche and Huff cannot play the run. So they're not going to be in on first and second down. We saw that with Bryce Huff. And Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt will be. So what are they going to do? Jalix Hunt and Nolan on first and second down, and then go to Huff and Uche on third down and take Nolan Smith off the field and take Jalix Hunt off the field? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. So what could Bryce Huff's role be? Maybe he's off the roster, but contractually, it's not super easy to get rid of him. So let's just talk about right now. Like, if you think they're going to cut him right now, they're not. They lose $22 million in cap space. Again, I give this the caveat of maybe how he can work his deal in a way I'm unaware of. But according to Over the Cap, if they cut him right now, he is a $22 million dead cap hit. That's all their cap space. So they're not going to be doing that. If they trade him right now, they lose $5 million in cap space. That's not the end of the world. That's a hit they could take. But you, like, what's Bryce Huff's value right now? Maybe other teams look and go, they completely misuse Bryce Huff and they still have, you know, they're still in on him. He's only 27. He was a highly sought after free agent last year. But losing $5 million is not ideal when you have around $19-ish million in cap space. So probably not going to get traded. Now, what I think you're going to see with Bryce Huff is he will come to offseason workouts, I would assume. He is going to come to training camp, and then they'll decide. Because post June 1st, if you trade him, you save $4 million. So I would think there's a good shot he is traded in training camp if he doesn't come back and look like a better player. If they cut him after June 1st, that costs $12 million. So really the only options here are trading Bryce Huff and hoping you can get something for him. Even if it's a seventh round pick, just to avoid the cap hit, I think Bryce Huff is now likely going to be traded, but I think it's going to be post June 1st. So again, you look at the roster spots, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, Josh Uche on the roster. I think they're going to draft an edge. You never know how the draft's going to play out, but in the first three rounds, I would guess they draft an edge. That's four. So now there's the fifth. And is it Bryce Huff? Is it Brandon Graham? I think they'd prefer it to be Bryce Huff. Like, they would love if he came to offseason workouts and looked awesome and like was doing the things Vic wanted. And then in training camp, he was awesome. But if Bryce Huff stays, that's five, and there's really no more room for Brandon Graham. So definitely an interesting move. Like I said, high upside. I don't like love it. There are other high upside guys I liked better, but I understand the reasoning and all those things. 26, like we talked about, upside, how he's taking a chance, and in the building, he'll play better. And I think more times than not, that's a good chance to take. So that'll do it for today's emergency pod. Thank you so much for listening. Maybe we'll have another one later today. You simply never know. But until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.